Geologists are raving about a new technology that reveals the Earth's surface as never before. The technique is helping scientists solve puzzles about earthquakes, salmon streams, and more. NPR's Richard Harris caught wind of this excitement at a recent scientific meeting.
Scientific gatherings are usually an orderly procession of talks in banquet rooms and posters pinned up neatly on display boards in the Great Hall. So it was a bit odd to encounter a knot of people on the floor at the recent American Geophysical Union meeting in San Francisco. There, right in the middle of a broad hallway, a bespectacled man with a gray mustache knelt down and rolled out some three-foot-wide landscape images.
Okay. Is this Eldridge Creek?
Yes, Elder, yeah.
It's an old air photo there.
That's not an aerial photograph. That is a topographic image of the forest taken via laser.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
The kneeling man with the mustache, Bill Dietrich, says the images are not just gorgeous, they're changing his world.
This is revolutionizing what we can do in many fields.
These images are gathered by a remarkable new process. A low-flying plane zigzags across a landscape and shines a laser to the ground. Those light waves bounce back up to the plane and are pieced together to create an image that makes the ground below look stark naked. Dietrich at the University of California at Berkeley is in raptures about this technique, which is called airborne LIDAR. At the least provocation, he'll unroll his tube full of high-quality images.
I brought it for my talk and to show to people, sort of like you as a kid does when they've discovered something really exciting they want to show everybody.
Some of Dietrich's research with this technique involves a conflict between salmon and Cabernet. He flew LIDAR over California's prime wine country, the Napa Valley. Wineries may be thriving in this valley, but salmon are not.
And there's a concern that that decline has been associated with the use of the Napa Valley very successfully for the production of wine that we all love to drink.
Dietrich gathered 500 million data points from the LIDAR instrument to reveal the ground through the trees, shrubs, and vineyards.
In this 1,100 square kilometer basin, there are over 1,200 reservoirs. Almost 40% of the entire watershed is blocked by dams.
These reservoirs are important for grape growers. They provide water for irrigation and water to spray in the winter to ward off frost damage.
But the consequence is only so much water. And by taking water out for those purposes, there's less for fish.
Dietrich is hoping to identify key bottlenecks to help the salmon coexist with the vineyards. This is just one example of using airborne LIDAR. He says the technique measures ground features so accurately, it's being used now to study the ebb and flow of glaciers and to measure bulging lava domes atop volcanoes. As Dietrich starts to roll up his landscape images, Kevin Furlong from Penn State University comes up to take one last glimpse. Furlong has been trying to track fault quakes through Northern California, and he's dying to use the laser technique to help reveal structures in the earth that are now too hard to see. He says, take for example Mount Tamalpais, just north of San Francisco.
It's just a few miles from the Golden Gate, from the Pacific Ocean, and it goes up quite high, 2,500 feet. And we're thinking it might be actually associated with the faults that make up the San Andreas system. So if that's true, there may be some new faults that we didn't know about.
Maybe airborne LIDAR will reveal a hidden hazard here. Richard Harris, NPR News.